Let's turn to Wimbledon now. The women's finals are tomorrow. Russia's Maria Sharapova hasn't made it this far at the All England Tennis Club since she last won in 2004. She's up against a new finalist from the Czech Republic. And today, it's semifinals for the men. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan has been following the matches and joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Okay, so the men's lineup, it's the usual suspects mostly, but there is one missing suspect, I guess you could say.
That's right. The London newspapers were calling them the Fab Four, but the problem is only three of them made it. The one who didn't, we have to mention, Roger Federer, six-time Wimbledon champion, who was upset by France's big-hitting Joe Wilfried Tsonga, the 12th seed, in the quarterfinals. Tsonga now moves on, plays second-seeded Novak Djokovic in the first men's semifinal today, followed by number one Rafa Nadal playing number four Andy Murray of Scotland, the new great hope of the British people. In that first semi, if Djokovic wins and reaches Sunday's finals, he would ensure he would become the new world number one. He's had a terrific year so far, Djokovic has, only losing once in 47 matches. That was to Federer in the French Open semifinal. Tsonga, though, is a formidable opponent. He's built like a linebacker, he bears a striking resemblance to Muhammad Ali, and he's actually has defeated Djokovic five of the seven times they've played in their careers. It's been said of Tsonga that you've never heard the sound of a tennis ball being hit so hard as when he hits a forehand.
Well, you just mentioned Andy Murray, obviously, as part of that lineup. It's been 34 years since a player from the UK has won a Wimbledon singles title and 75 since a British man has done it. Can Andy Murray put British fans out of their misery?
Boy, is this nation wishing and hoping and dreaming for that. It's not easy being a British player at Wimbledon over this fortnight. The pressure's tremendous, the tabloids, the photos. But Andy Murray certainly seems to have the resume to do it. He's three times a runner-up in Grand Slam events, two Australian Opens, one U.S. Open, and now he's made the semis at Wimbledon 3 years in a row. The problem is Murray gets down on himself. He's a dour Scot. He's always chastising himself for something or other on the court. But that will be counterbalanced by the shouts of, come on, Andy, reverberating not only through center court, but all of the UK this afternoon. Can Murray answer the call and rise to the challenge? We're going to find out today.
Okay, well, let's turn to tomorrow's challenges for the women. It would seem to be a matchup between the experienced veteran and the relative newcomer.
That's right. Maria Sharapova, 24, 2004 Wimbledon champ, returning from shoulder surgery that really left everyone wondering if she'd ever come back good as new, versus Petra Kvitova. She's 21, a rare lefty in the women's game from the Czech Republic. Those who know their tennis, lefty, Czech Republic, remind anyone of a name from the past? Martina Navratilova, who happens to be Petra's hero. This is the fifth seed Sharapova, someone who has won three Grand Slam finals versus someone who's never been in this position before. But Sharapova's trying to come back after winning Wimbledon 7 years ago. So it's a very compelling story in the women's final.
Well, just though very briefly, also compelling, maybe in a negative way, is there are no Americans that have made it that far. No Williams sisters.
Right. For the first time since 1913, the last eight remaining women at Wimbledon all were European. Why is that? Some have suggested that they're hungrier, they work harder than Western youngsters. But the reality is it's a global game, and you wonder, where are the Americans? Well, Sharapova's lived in the United States since she was seven, and two of the other three semifinalists also live in the United States. They may not be born in the U.S., but they end up playing their tennis there.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan speaking to us from London.